Welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going on a little trip to Finland.
Okay, cool.
Not for the Northern Lights this time or saunas or anything like that.
Bro.
We're diving into their adult skills.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's interesting. Get this, a study from the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. They're the folks that do the big international comparisons. They found that Finnish adults are basically at the top of the class globally when it comes to things like reading, math, and problem solving. So this study is called PIAAC.
PIAAC.
Yeah, the Program for the International Assessment of Adult Competencies.
Okay, interesting.
And it looks at folks aged 16 to 65.
So that's
So
like,
we're not just getting a snapshot of, students in a classroom.
A whole
A
societal.
whole snapshot of how their society thinks almost.
It's like a checkup on a country's brain power, and the results. Pretty impressive.
Finland is number one in literacy
Wow.
and numeracy. And we're not talking just doing okay.
Right.
They're the absolute best out of all the countries tested.
That's wild.
Yeah. And
Like Finland, wow.
Finland, it's amazing. And when you consider how important these skills are for a country's economy, for innovation, for how people get along with each other,
Absolutely, yeah.
this tells us something really important about Finland's success, I
For
think.
sure.
Okay, so let's get into the details.
All right.
Literacy.
Literacy.
Their average score is 296.
296. Okay.
What does that
So
mean?
that might just sound like a number.
Yeah, what does that mean?
What it really means is that Finnish adults, on average, can understand pretty complex stuff. Think about navigating the internet, understanding legal documents, putting together some furniture.
Yeah, if I
All
could
those things require pretty high
understand
levels
that.
of literacy.
That makes sense.
And to put that score in perspective,
It's a whopping 36 points higher than the average score across all the OECD countries. So they're way above the average. And here's something even more remarkable. Finland and Denmark, they're the only two countries where adult literacy actually got better over the past 10 years.
So most countries stayed the same or
Most countries either stayed the same or went down.
got worse?
Got worse, yeah.
Interesting.
So Finland's not just sitting on their laurels, they're actually getting
They're
better
working on it.
all the time. That's amazing. It's like they're constantly leveling up their skills, and it's not just a small group either. 35% of Finnish adults scored in the top two literacy levels.
Okay, so like the top, the cream of the crop,
Yeah,
I
they're
guess,
perfect.
meaning they can really understand and use complex information in their daily lives.
That's gonna make things pretty easy to navigate.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's more than double the OECD average,
Really?
which is only 12%.
Really?
Okay, so that's a big difference.
Huge difference.
Wow.
So you can start to see how this could translate into benefits
Right.
for individuals and for
Right.
society as a whole.
Yeah, like more informed decisions, probably.
Yeah, being able to make
Yeah.
informed decisions about your health, your finances, participating in your community,
Yeah, all that stuff.
all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so Finland's crushing it
Crushing it.
in literacy.
Yeah.
But what about numeracy?
Okay, numeracy.
Can they do math as well as they can read?
That's a good question. I mean, if they're good at reading, maybe they're good at everything. I
Right.
don't know.
What do you think?
I'm going to guess yes.
The answer is a resounding
I
yes.
knew it.
They are number one
Wow.
in
Quite
numeracy,
hopeless.
too.
So they can read and they can do math.
Yep. And it's interesting to see that on average, globally, numeracy has actually improved more than literacy
No, really.
over the past decade in many countries.
Okay, so people are getting better at math than reading.
Yeah, better at math than reading.
Interesting.
And guess who's leading this positive trend?
Finland.
Finland, of course.
Okay.
Their average numeracy score
Okay.
jumped by a significant 17 points.
Wow,
Oh, Lord.
that's
A
big.
huge jump.
Yeah, it is.
That's awesome.
So it's not just about reading. Well, they're great with numbers too.
Okay, so you've got reading, math, what else?
Now you might be thinking, okay, this is all those young digital natives,
Run
right?
away. Yeah.
But the study actually shows
Okay.
while adults in their 20s do have the highest scores,
Okay.
older adults have also made big strides.
So they're not being left behind.
They're not.
That's good.
In the last study, Finns aged 55-65,
Okay.
We're actually below the OECD average in numeracy.
Oh, wow.
And now they're well above it.
That's a huge turnaround.
It is.
Yeah, good for them.
This really speaks to the power of lifelong learning, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. It suggests that Finland's doing something right when it comes to offering opportunities for people to keep learning
right.
and improving their skills throughout their lives.
Yeah, all ages, all the time.
All ages, yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty inspiring.
Yeah. So what else, what other skills are we looking at?
Okay, one last skill to tackle.
Okay.
Problem solving.
Problem solving.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, hit me.
Finland is tied for first place.
Tied for first.
Sharing the gold with Japan.
Oh, wow.
For something called adaptive problem solving.
Adaptive problem solving. Okay, what's that?
So adaptive problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
It means being able to think on your feet and solve problems in new and unexpected situations.
So not just like following instructions.
Right. Not just knowing facts and formulas.
Right. Like thinking outside the box, kind of.
It's being able to apply your knowledge creatively.
Right.
And adapt to new challenges.
That sounds hard.
It is.
Okay.
And as we've seen, Finland excels at this, too.
Finland's got it all, it sounds like.
They do.
Wow.
So think of it like this. You have to figure out how to fix a leaky faucet.
Yeah.
Even though you've never done any plumbing before.
Yeah, I'd be sunk.
Or navigate a new piece of software without any instructions.
Oh, that's definitely me.
Those are examples of adaptive problem solving.
I see.
And the study shows that Finns are really good.
They're good at this stuff.
At these sorts of things.
It makes you wonder what they're doing over there.
Yeah, what is in the water?
Right.
It's interesting to note that Sweden and Norway,
okay,
Finland's Scandinavian neighbor,
uh-huh,
they're also right up there in those problem-solving rankings.
Huh. So maybe it is something about...
Maybe it is, yeah.
The region.
The culture.
Yeah.
The way of life.
Interesting.
Makes you wonder.
Right. Some good is going on over there.
Yeah, clearly.
Oh, sure.
But let's move beyond just the scores for a moment.
Okay.
We know Finnish adults are highly skilled, but what's driving these impressive results?
Right. What's going on behind the scenes here?
The study highlights a strong link
between
education and skill levels.
So the more education.
It's more education people have, the higher their scores tend to be across all three areas, literacy, numeracy, and problem solving.
Makes sense.
And that's true, not just in Finland,
but
in most of the countries they looked at.
All right, so this is kind of a global trend then.
Yeah, it really seems to be.
Interesting.
This is a key takeaway for us all, I think, investing in education, both for ourselves and for our communities. It pays off.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes sense.
It does, yeah.
The more you know, the better off you'll be.
The more you learn,
right,
the better equipped you are to navigate the world, make informed decisions, solve problems creatively.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So
makes sense.
The more you learn, the better.
The better.
Now, here's where things get really interesting.
Okay, I like where this is going.
This study also looked at some intriguing connections between skills and other aspects of life.
Okay, like what kind of stuff?
For instance, skills and well-being.
Skills and well-being.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They found a link there.
Okay.
So,
like, happy people are good readers or what?
Well, while Finns in general report high levels of life satisfaction, those with lower literacy and numeracy skills, tend to report feeling a bit less satisfied.
Okay, so maybe there is something to that.
With their lives.
Yeah, like maybe if you're struggling to read or do math, that could add some stress.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It makes you think, doesn't it?
It does.
Could having strong literacy and numeracy skills actually contribute to a greater sense of well-being?
I mean, it's possible, right?
It's possible. Maybe it's about feeling more confident. Having more opportunities.
Yeah.
Feeling more in control.
Right. Like you're not limited.
Of your life.
Yeah.
Right.
Makes sense.
This study also revealed a fascinating link.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah. Okay.
Between strong skills and something else.
Yeah.
Social trust.
Social trust.
Yeah.
So like how much you trust other people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently in Finland, the higher your literacy and numeracy skills, the more likely you are to say that you trust other people.
Wow, that's kind of crazy.
It's interesting, right?
It is, yeah. Like, does reading make you more trusting? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's correlation, not causation, right?
That's a compelling finding.
It is.
It suggests that a well-educated population tends to feel more secure and connected within their society.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah, if you feel like you can kind of understand the world around you,
right,
you might be more trusting of the people in it.
Exactly, yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting, right.
Yeah.
Now, we've been singing Finland's praises.
We have.
Quite a bit here.
They're doing great.
They are.
Yeah. But let's take a closer look at a specific group within Finland, immigrants.
No, immigrants, okay.
The study found a pretty significant skill gap.
Okay, so immigrant.
Between first-generation immigrants and the rest of the Finnish population.
So immigrants are maybe having a harder time with the reading and the math and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is an important point.
It is.
To consider.
Yeah.
We see similar trends in other countries as well.
Okay, so this is...
this is something that happens.
A pattern.
A pattern.
Yeah.
And it's crucial to make sure that newcomers have access to language training and opportunities to develop the skills that they need to thrive.
Right, yeah, for sure.
In their new home.
Makes sense.
And to be fair, the study does mention that this gap shrinks a bit.
A bit.
When you take into account factors like socioeconomic background, education level, things like that.
Right. So the playing field is a little more
level.
Level.
But even after taking those factors into account, the gap still remains significant.
Okay. So there's still something else going on.
There is. This suggests that there might be additional barriers that immigrants face.
Yeah. Like what?
Maybe related to cultural differences, challenges with social integration.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or even just access to the right support systems.
It could be a lot of things.
It could be a lot of different things.
Yeah.
That's a really important point.
It is.
We can't just assume that providing basic resources is enough.
Yeah, yeah. You got to look deeper.
We need to think about the deeper challenges that immigrants might be facing and how to create a more welcoming and supportive environment for them.
For sure.
The study also found that the longer immigrants live in Finland and the more they speak Finnish or Swedish at home, the higher their skills tend to be.
Okay, so like,
which makes sense.
Like the more integrated they are.
Yeah.
The more you're exposed to the language and the culture, the better you're likely to do.
Right, exactly.
It's about immersion and feeling like you belong.
Belonging, yeah.
But speaking of skills and belonging, let's switch gears for a moment.
Okay.
And talk about the job market.
Job market.
You might think, in a country with such high skills, everyone's perfectly matched.
Right, like everyone's a brain surgeon or something.
Right.
Yeah.
To their dream job.
Yeah.
But the reality is a little more complicated.
Okay, I bet.
The study looked at something called qualification mismatch.
Qualification mismatch.
Yeah.
So what is that?
This means situations where people are either overqualified or underqualified for their current jobs.
So you could have too much education or too little.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
It could be a sign of inefficiencies in the labor market.
Yeah. Like people aren't in the right places, right? Where people's skills and talents aren't being fully utilized.
Right.
And get this.
Yeah.
The study found that 1 in 5 Finnish workers feel overqualified.
Overqualified?
For their jobs.
Okay.
While 1 in 10 feel underqualified.
So more people feel overqualified than underqualified.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Those are some pretty significant numbers.
It is.
It suggests that there's room for improvement.
Sure.
In how education and training programs are aligned with the actual needs of the job market.
Yeah, so maybe schools are teaching one thing, but jobs need something else.
Right. But before we get too gloomy, let's end on a positive note.
Right, good.
Finland actually has the highest percentage of people working in their field of study.
Oh, okay.
Among all the countries in the study.
So they do have a lot of people doing what they went to school for.
Yeah.
It's good.
So maybe they're not perfect,
right?
But they're definitely onto something.
Yeah. Sounds like they're doing a lot of things, right?
They are.
Very interesting.
So we've learned that Finland is a powerhouse when it comes to adult skills.
Powerhouse, yeah.
They're at the top of the charts in literacy, numeracy, problem solving. And it's not just a coincidence.
Right.
Their education system, their emphasis on lifelong learning.
Yeah, yeah.
Their strong social support structures seem to be playing a key role.
Makes sense. They've got a good setup over there.
They do.
Yeah.
But the question is, what can other countries and even individuals learn from Finland's success?
That's the big question. stay with us for part two.
Yeah, we'll delve into that question then.
All right. It's fascinating to think about what makes Finland so special, you know?
Right. Like, what can we learn from them?
Yeah. What are they doing that the rest of us aren't?
Yeah, it's like they've cracked the code for a highly skilled adult population.
Right.
So let's put on our detective hats.
Okay.
Try to uncover some clues.
Oh, I like it.
What are they doing differently that might explain their success?
Well, I think one thing that really stands out is their education system.
Okay. Yeah, their education system.
They consistently invest in high-quality education for all.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a strong emphasis on early childhood education.
Oh, starting young.
Yeah. Well-trained teachers,
mm-hmm.
and a curriculum that really fosters those critical thinking and problem-solving skills.
So it's not just about memorizing facts.
No, it's about applying that knowledge.
Yeah, how to think for themselves.
Exactly.
Okay, so this approach seems to pay off in the long run.
It does.
Yeah.
Finnish students do really well in those international assessments. Like PISA.
Right, PISA.
Which measures reading, math, and science.
So it's not just what happens in the classroom, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Society and culture play a big role, too.
Okay, how so?
Well, Finland has a really strong social safety net.
Okay, so people feel secure.
Yeah, they have that sense of well-being.
That could contribute to their high levels of trust, right?
It could. And social cohesion, which we talked about earlier, are also linked to those higher skill levels.
Right, it's like this virtuous cycle.
Exactly.
You know? A supportive society equals well-being and trust, and then that creates a better place for learning and skill development.
It all kind of feeds into itself.
It does.
And there's this other interesting aspect of Finnish culture.
Okay, tell me.
That I think might be playing a role here.
Okay.
It's the concept of sisu.
Sisu.
Sisu, yeah.
What's that?
It's a Finnish word. And there isn't a perfect English translation.
Okay.
But it kind of translates to grit, resilience, determination.
Okay, I like that.
It's this idea of facing challenges head on, not giving up easily, persevering.
So like an inner strength.
Yeah, an inner strength that helps you overcome obstacles.
Okay, so this sisu could be contributing to their problem-solving skills.
It could, yeah.
And their ability to adapt.
It makes sense if you're used to embracing challenges. You're more likely to see those problems as opportunities for learning and growth.
It's a good way to look at it.
It is.
Okay, so this mindset might also be fostered by their education system, right?
Yeah, it's possible.
Which encourages them to take risks.
Experiment, yeah, and learn from mistakes.
So it's not about being perfect. It's about trying.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got this combination of factors.
Right.
Strong education system,
mm-hmm.
supportive society.
Yep.
Cultural emphasis on resilience.
Sounds like a winning formula.
It does.
Yeah.
But of course, Finland's not a utopia.
Right. No place is perfect.
They face challenges, too.
They do.
Like we saw with the skill gap among immigrants.
Yeah. And it's important to remember that no system is perfect. There's always room for improvement.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Finland is trying to address that issue.
They are. How?
Yeah. Through integration programs and support services.
Okay. That makes sense.
For immigrants.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just about immigrants either.
Right.
We talked about that qualification mismatch.
Yeah. That's a big one.
In the job market.
Mm-hmm.
What can be done to address that?
Well, one approach is to better align education and training programs with the needs of the labor market.
So making sure that people are actually learning what employers need.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's about making sure that education is relevant,
mm-hmm.
preparing people for the jobs of the future.
Right, exactly. The jobs that don't even exist yet.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of collaboration.
Okay, between who?
Between schools, businesses, and the government.
So it's a big challenge.
It is a complex challenge, yeah.
But also an exciting one, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
If we can get it right.
Yeah. We can all learn from each other's successes and challenges, right?
Right. Share the best practices.
And create societies where everyone can develop their skills.
Yeah.
And reach their full potential.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, as we wrap up this part of our deep dive into Finland's adult skills,
mm-hmm.
I'm left with a sense of optimism.
Me too.
You know? It's possible to create a society where learning is valued.
Absolutely.
Skills are nurtured. Everyone has the chance to thrive.
Yeah, Finland's a great example.
They are.
Yeah, their example shows that with the right investments and a commitment to lifelong learning, we can really build a brighter future.
For everyone.
For everyone.
Okay, now before we go.
All right.
I want to leave you with a question to ponder.
Okay, hit me.
If Finland can achieve these remarkable results,
mm-hmm.
what can we do in our own communities, our workplaces, even our own lives to foster that love of learning?
That's a great question. It's something we should all be thinking about, you know. How can we create a world where knowledge is power and skills are valued.
Exactly.
And everyone has the chance to reach their full potential.
Yeah.
It's a good goal to work towards.
It's pretty inspiring to see a country like Finland, you know, really prioritize learning and create a culture where people feel empowered to keep growing and developing their skills.
It really is. It makes you think about how we can bring some of that energy to our own communities.
Totally. Like, it's a good reminder that learning isn't just for school, right? It's really a lifelong journey.
Absolutely. And that journey can lead to so many great things. I mean, think about it. Greater personal fulfillment.
Yeah, for sure.
Economic security. Yeah. And even like a more vibrant society, a more innovative society.
For sure. I think so too.
Yeah. Everyone benefits.
Well, as we wrap up this deep dive into Finland's adult skills, I want to thank you for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. I always learn something new on these deep dives.
And Finland's story is a really interesting one. You know, I mean, it's possible to create a society where learning is truly valued, where skills are nurtured.
Yeah. And where everyone has a genuine chance to thrive.
Absolutely. So until next time, keep those minds curious and those skills sharp.
I couldn't have said it better myself.